On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm excited to hear what Dylan has to say on this. And I got to toss him out. Sort of the idea of the Joe Milton, Shedeur Sanders thing. Because I can already tell you through previous conversations with Dylan, I don't think he's very high on Shedeur. I think this is going to sit very nice with him. And I'm giving you that disclaimer very kindly now. So if he disagrees with it, maybe you can call me a moron. Maybe you can call me stupid. If he agrees with it, well, you take that with as much as you want. I think he's lesser on him than a lot of the people around Cleveland. But we'll find out as we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, of Ohio State Buckeyes and Cleveland Browns on SI. He's Dylan Feltovich, and he joins us now. Dylan, what's going on, man?
Well, I was having a pretty good week until Shohei Ohtani decided to come to town, and after that, it hasn't been too positive.
Yeah, that's been it's been quite a downer between yesterday and today. Listen, I thought as the game's going on, I thought the intentional walk was the end of it. They're like, oh, they learned their lesson. And I don't even know, you can't say they learned a lesson. There was a runner on first, but another bomb. That one hurts. That one definitely hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're caught. We're caught between watching greatness occur in front of our eyes with Shohei and then also being like, you can do it to any other team. Like, that'd be fine. They can do it to anybody else. It's not here.
And that was the thing, too. I went to the game yesterday and got my free jersey there, and I ended up, everyone was pulling out their phones to record his first AB, and I'm like, all right, people, like, we don't have to do all that. It's not like that cool or anything like that. And sure enough, first pitch, he ends up hitting it out there, and, you know, of course, goes right into my face again there. But hey, you know, it's one thing to appreciate greatness. It's another thing to see him do it against my Cleveland Guardians. So not too fun there.
Now, Dylan, I'll ask you this before I get to the Browns. Were people really cheering? Were they cheering the stands for a Shohei Ohtani homer?
Yeah, there was a decent amount of cheers. Listen, there were some boos. Definitely.
Right.
I know for myself, I got a little bit in there, of course, with that. But no, overall, there was a decent amount of cheers. A lot of people, it was a lot of Dodger fans there, too, which was quite shocking. But also kind of funny, too, on a random reliever jersey night, there was a bunch of people with like L.A. Dodger hats on and then a Tim Herron jersey. And it just made no sense whatsoever. But
that's a hell of a mix. Just Tim Herron, Hunter Gaddis, and Shohei Ohtani. What we
it
all
really
drew
is.
Up.
Yes.
All right, Dylan, let's talk a little bit of Browns. Quarterback competition, obviously the main thing on everybody's mind. As you go through, and let's play the safe scenario, right? You got four quarterbacks. Let's say three of them are legitimately in line to play this year. How feasible is it that with those three guys, you get a real gauge on if all of them play, how good any one of them are, let's say, even if you split up the time equally?
I think you get a decent amount of a good gauge there. It's going to be dependent on, too, how this roster looks with now kind of Kevin Stefanski coming in and becoming the play caller once again. I think it's going to be very important, especially with the offensive line, to be able to kind of excel and take a leap from last year and go back to how they were in 2023. I think that if those elements kind of play into it and they actually pan out for them, I think you could get a really good view of how these quarterbacks will be. But I mean, overall, it depends on, you know, how much playing time they get, who they're going up against. I think that truthfully, Kevin Stefanski, the way that he ran the system in 2023, if they could go back to that, you should be able to gauge where all these quarterbacks are at.
So I guess then what would be your minimum games in a vacuum, right? Where you're not really taking into full account the opponents, but what's sort of that minimum number where you say, all right, I've seen enough to assess this guy is starter level quality, potentially going for either the rest of this year or next year. And then that's not enough to actually make that decision.
I'd say probably around 4 to 6 is usually good representation of what we can get out of that quarterback, because it gives you enough time to at least see, you know, how they're doing. If it's a consecutive stretch as well, I think that plays a lot into it, because then they get into that rhythm and it's a lot easier for them to go into the next week knowing that they'll have the job there. So I think probably 4 to 6 games. And if, you know, that would be also a good gauge there too. If you're going to try 3 different quarterbacks, you would be able to get to see all 3 of them at some point of the season. And again, it also factors into the type of teams that you're going to be going up against, especially with our division two and the AFC North. It's very competitive. You're going to have some good teams in there. So I think 4 to 6 is probably the range that fans should be looking at.
Do you think that the Browns have an idea right now at who the starter is going to be when they come into week one? Or do you think they go into this thing truly with a clear head and no opinion, one guy higher than the other at this point?
It's really, really hard to gauge, honestly. I mean, I think Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett are kind of in their own separate, you know, talks. And then Shedeur Sanders, Dillon Gabriel on another side of it, because those two, Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, I mean, they're basically locks to be on the roster at this point, in my opinion, just because when you have two rookie quarterbacks, you want to see what they have, especially with Gabriel being a third round pick. He's going to be a lock there. It's really a matter of if Kenny Pickett shows that he could be somewhat decent in Kevin Stefanski's offense, because I would give the upper hand to a younger quarterback that still has time to develop a little bit. I understand too. I wasn't too high on Kenny Pickett when he was coming out of college, but at the same time, he is younger. You could see potentially a little bit more development. I think it's a little bit tough to see with Flacco, because obviously, you know, the ceiling, and you're not going to be trying to win games this year. It's going to be a rough season for the Browns, because you don't have the roster in place for it all. So, I mean, right now, I would probably say Pickett probably has the upper hand, but at the same time too, you know, if Shedeur or Dillon Gabriel looks well in camp, I could easily see them going with them in that option then too.
Dillon Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes and Cleveland Browns on SI with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dillon, you get your pick. Put aside what the Browns think, what they would do. You get your pick with the 4 quarterbacks on the board with everything that you've seen up so far. Who would be your week one starter?
See, I go back and forth with this one a lot. I think it would be either Shedeur or Kenny Pickett, mainly because if you get to see Kenny Pickett for, you know, 4 to 6 games, like I said, then you would get a good gauge on that. And I also think too with Shedeur, you know, if he does well enough, you're going to be looking at potentially not taking a quarterback then in next year's draft. And everyone's been talking about, like, oh, you know, they got that second first round pick from this year's draft, and they're going to be able to use that to take a quarterback or move up or anything. But if Shedeur Sanders goes out there and plays well, it's going to be very tough to be able to move off of him at that point. And I think that's going to be a big concern then with just how the landscape of the team will look in the future then if he does do well, because then you don't know if that's going to be a one-year wonder or if it's going to be consistency throughout then, and it's going to be tough. So I feel like if you get a little bit of playing time early on from Shedeur and you kind of see what you have there, I think that wouldn't be the worst of options.
Dylan, it feels like I'm going to ask you the meaning of the universe with this question. But if I go through and look at the Browns and you try to evaluate the quarterback, and we talk about playing well, and I think this will be something that we're looking at as the season gets underway and how we're going looking at it. What is the evaluation on this Browns team of a quarterback playing well? What is the metric used? Is it stats related? Is it wins related? Is it an eye test? What is it?
For me, I mean, it's more of an eye test. Is he comfortable in the system? Does he look fluent? Does he look good in the plays where he has enough time and he's not getting pressured? Can he run the offense efficiently? Those are the things that I look for when I'm going to look at a potential franchise quarterback. Because, listen, if they're not going to be able to do that on a consistent basis, then, yeah, obviously you're going to have to move off of them. And I think also, too, stats is very hard to be able to view a quarterback, especially when you have a team that you have so many holes all around and you got to be able to kind of evaluate that. So it's going to be tough to see where you could, you know, value a guy like Shedeur Sanders or a Dylan Gabriel or a Kenny Pickett, because you don't necessarily have all the pieces to be a true contender right now. So that's why I think the eye test is probably the biggest thing for me in next season.
You'll love this one. You get the opportunity to call me dumb if you believe it, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. We started off the show with a conversation surrounding Shedeur that popped into my head just from listening on. And I thought it was a relatively fair one. You can tell me dumb or possible. The Browns take this season and treat Shedeur similarly to the Patriots treating Joe Milton like they did last year, where maybe you toss him in the last game or two games and then end up trying to flip him for a better pick. If, of course, you get at least sufficient play out of Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and or Dylan Gabriel.
I mean, I hate to admit it, but you're not dumb for that idea there. The process was correct by the New England Patriots to be able, you took Drake May, and obviously, I was very high on Drake May coming out of college. And then you also have Joe Milton there. And it just so happens that Joe Milton ended up working out for them. He looked good, and you're obviously not going to be moving off of him. And, you know, that was honestly something that I was going to mention in that last part there when we were talking about Shedeur, is because he is a name that teams would most likely be infatuated with, because his ability to at least command a game, you saw it a lot at Colorado. He has the abilities to be a serviceable quarterback in the NFL. And it's going to be a case of if, you know, he could take that next step, if he could play in a correct system. And there are teams, I think, that could really benefit from that as well. So if you do put him in those final two games, he looks good, and you say, hey, well, there's one quarterback that we really like in this upcoming draft class, we're going to stick with him, I think that's completely fair to say. And, I mean, again, this is a league that is quarterback hungry right now. And if you're able to flip him, and Andrew Berry has done this plenty of times, not just with quarterbacks, but just any position there. I think about Donovan Peoples-Jones flipping him for a pick there when they were coming up in that contract year. That's something that is a real possibility. And I think anything could go at this point.
Dylan Feldovich with us on the hotline. Dylan, hey, there was an article written by The Athletic that basically went through and ranked owners in this idea of tiers, right? Where they had a bunch of different label on them, like this team's ready to compete and they're going all in and they're doing all the right things, essentially, was one of them. And then there was trying to do the right things but not getting it done. And then basically the struggle bus, right? It's still struggling and constantly struggling. The article had put the Browns and Jimmy Haslam into that category. Do you think that Jimmy operates in a way that they're basically just in the struggle bus, or do you see him as someone who truly values winning and is doing something and everything under his power in order to try to get winning into Cleveland?
I think that from what I can gather, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of speculations with, you know, who decides who and which one wanted Deshaun Watson or Shedeur Sanders or all of that. if it all was Jimmy Haslam in those scenarios, then 100% he deserves to be in that category. Because one, you went after the Deshaun Watson thing, and he takes full accountability for that. We understand that. And then on top of that, too, you know, there's these rumors, which we don't know if it's exactly true, that it was Haslam's telling Andrew Berry to go out and select Shedeur Sanders, even though you took a quarterback in the third round. It's those little things that I think really kind of hamper this team in a way. And obviously, you know, we've had this discussion many different times between me and you. But for example, like the Shedeur thing, you understand that you were going to be bringing this sort of this culture into the building where, you know, obviously I think Shedeur is a very hard worker, but there is a lot of that noise that comes with him too. And going and taking a quarterback in the third round, and then on top of that, trading for one in Kenny Pickett, and then signing Joe Flacco, and now adding Shedeur Sanders into that mix, it makes it really hard to kind of even evaluate the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns moving forward. And it's just those little things that can really get in the way. And to be fair, like I love Andrew Berry. I think that he's a great general manager. I like his process a lot of the times. And I think Kevin Stefanski is a very good coach as well. I think that in some way, shape, or form, if there is reasons where he gets into these parts and he tries to influence them and makes those decisions, then yeah, I mean, he is part of the reason why this organization continues to struggle then.
Dylan Feldovich with us on the hotline. Dylan, I do want to toss you a couple of Ohio State questions before we get out of here. So I'll kick it off. Julian Sand is taking in a lot of offseason praise from multiple different outlets. Is that a result of Julian Sand being himself and being someone that's very highly touted and people are looking highly on, or is part of that Ohio State's just national champions and they're tossing him up there because, well, how big of a fall off could there be?
No, I mean, I've been saying this ever since they won the national championship. I think Julian Sand is fully capable of being a good starting caliber quarterback at the college level. I think that he did a phenomenal job in terms of, like, when he was in high school, he demonstrated so many times just being able to throw the ball at any part of the field. He has good pocket presence. I mean, a couple of the plays during the spring game, it was some tight throws there. I think that there is a legitimate hype with him that I can definitely agree with. I do think that it was interesting. I was looking at some of the lines recently for the Heisman Trophy, and he's tied for fourth with the fourth best odds for the Heisman Trophy winner with Jeremiah Smith, which is a little extreme in my opinion there. However, I still think that a lot of this hype that is being generated with him is pretty warranted.
Dylan, I appreciate you setting aside the time. As always, always good talking to you, and hopefully we get to watch less Shohei Ohtani hits go over the wall for the rest of the Guardian series.
No kidding. Thanks, Jake.
Appreciate it. Dylan Feldovich with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ohio State Buckeyes NSI, Cleveland Browns NSI. You can find his work over there. We'll react to what Dylan had to say as well. I mean, I would put Jimmy Haslam in a higher category than one outlet did. I'm just saying. Some really good stuff out of Dylan. And I thought the evaluation of the quarterback stuff was interesting because I go through and look at it and say, you give a guy six games. I don't know how good of a process that really is. Like how much a true evaluation you get out of that guy. I mean, you hand him essentially a third of an NFL season. And we're saying good or bad. Like I've seen good quarterbacks go through a bad third of a season. Like I watched Kirk Cousins last year go through a bad third of a season and look good otherwise and look good elsewhere. And what felt like, at least in some capacity, that the Browns were pursuing him this offseason. Now, obviously there's deeper ties to that and Kevin Stefanski and Kirk working together. I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but again, I've seen good quarterbacks have a bad third of a season. I've seen bad quarterbacks have a good third of a season. I just don't know that, for me, it's enough time.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And if you want to jump in, I mean, 216-474-0092, whether or not it's enough. Because to me, anywhere from 4 to 6 games, like, you get a sample size. I think you start to get an idea. You don't see a guy play out 8, 9 games of a year. I think you're leaving some of that up to chance. Like, if I just absolutely write off a quarterback on that short of time without him looking absolutely abysmal, like, that is a give and take way. If you look bad, just straight bad for 4 to 6 weeks. Okay. Well, there's a pretty good chance that if we're talking franchise quarterback and wanting our guy to turn around a franchise and get this team back on track in probably a 1 year period, yeah, I would probably venture to say not enough. But if you get mixed results and you're like, well, he's just not putting it together for a stretch of those games and it feels like it's up and down, that's not good enough. I think that's partially a different conversation with it. Now, I also threw out to Dylan the idea that we go through and sort of look at the owners. It was an article written by in The Athletic, basically going through and ranking owners based on how much does every NFL owner actually want to win. And they had different categories that set up well, where it was a contention mode was the one that I was trying to get to there. A very clunky question by me, but willing to do what it takes. And then you had the lesser of the ones, which are content to compete, trying to get it right, and eventually the bad, which is stuck in struggle mode. And the Cleveland Browns found themselves, and not just the Browns, but owner Jimmy Haslam, where they placed him, was stuck in struggle mode. I just look at it, and like, I'm not saying the Browns have done well, and really as a whole have done well under Jimmy Haslam. It's had its ups and downs, and it's certainly had its downs. But to stick the Browns in the lowest of categories when it comes to that, when trying to compete or trying to get it right, as it's labeled in the article, is right there. Like, stuck in struggle mode to me is the Cincinnati Bengals. That's stuck in struggle mode. Right, and they've been to a Super Bowl within the last few years. But I think you go through it the last two seasons, and you're like, well, they're just not paying their defense. They're just not giving a real effort to keep this team together. Like, that is something that's progressively and consistently over and over again coming back to bite them. And it's becoming worse and worse, where it's, hey, now they're sitting there, hey, Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick, a defensive player, isn't even signing his rookie contract. He sat out of OTAs today for day one because they don't have the contract hammered out. Listen, I think Mason Graham signed his contract today. Mason Graham's not sitting out of OTAs. I haven't seen a single Browns rookie not actually going out there and participating in the drills, whether the contract's fully hammered out or not. There's clearly something wrong there. The sacks leader for the NFL season last year, not under contract by the Cincinnati Bengals. Feels like there's something wrong there on a defense that was absolutely atrocious and cost them to miss the playoffs, despite Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase backpacking that team all the way to a near playoff spot and a winning record. But trying to compete is where I would put Jimmy Haslam. Trying to get it right. Every move he has made, in my eyes, it has really fit the category of at least attempting. There's a lot of things that went wrong here. There's a lot of things that they did not actually go out and maybe see the entire process the right way through or get the result that we were expecting to get out of a lot of the moves that were made. But, I mean, realistically, if we're talking about an owner wanting to win and an owner looking to put his team in a correct position to actually go out and compete, from an owner standpoint, what does that entail for you? Because for me, it's a guy who's willing to go out there and basically put his checkbook on the line and write checks and allow his GM to have a little bit of financial freedom. There's not much more that an owner of the team can actually do. Unless that owner is also the GM, which is basically just the Dallas Cowboys. Like, if you want to say that Jerry, who I think absolutely wants to win, Jerry Jones 1,000% wants to win, but he's also the GM. So every issue that they run into, football-wise, you're like, well, he might want to win, but he's not doing it right. Still wouldn't put him in the necessarily the struggle. I mean, he's kind of in the struggle mode, but he wants to win. Again, there's franchises that I feel don't. The Bengals, to me, don't scream to a team that's dying to do what it takes to actually bring home a Super Bowl. The Steelers right now don't scream to me a team that's doing everything in their power to get their team on Super Bowl trajectory. The Browns have at least attempted to make those moves. Like the Deshaun signing or not, it was an attempt to go out and make that move actually happen. I don't think it's necessarily fair to plant people in that exact category. And in addition to actually wanting your team to win, which again, this is an off point because that's what the article was based off of, I think you've watched Jimmy kind of try to put this team in the best spot that it can be to not only, yes, go through and win football games, but to make the experience for the fan better and actually upgrade the things around you in the experience you're having. And I think that's why you're looking at a likely dome stadium built in Brook Park. Those things matter. And I mean, obviously for the financials of it, and that's it's a business at the end of the day, but I think you see at least a slight care for the city. You see a slight care for the fan experience and the engagement. He's trying to make the right moves. Deshaun should have been in a vacuum if he would have just taken his last season and then placed him on the Browns, a good signing. Obviously, a lot more that goes into that conversation. I am well aware of that. But in a vacuum on the football field, it should have worked out in the field of play. And it did not. You talk about signing Myles Garrett back to an extension, making him the highest paid defensive player. Okay, that works. That's a guy trying to put you in a good position. All of the money operations are there. All of the abilities and willing to pay contracts up front and willing to take that risk of putting the money on the line has been there. That to me is an owner trying to win. And it feels like an article labeled that and actually going through, and the name of the article, in case you're wondering, is How Much Does Every NFL Owner Want to Win? A team-by-team breakdown of their efforts. Yeah, I would say, if anything, by putting them in that category, it's just a mistitled piece. Like, it's not how much they want to win. If you want to base it off success, how successful every owner has been in actually winning. Yes, welcome. The Browns are now still continuing to struggle. Yeah, that's a constant struggle, a absolute abysmal struggle. All those fit, whatever you want to place it in, it very much fits. But in wanting to win, I think the Browns have showed a strong desire to want to win and have just continuously missed the mark. 216-474-0092. Come back here in about 5 minutes. We'll bring in Michael Markoch, another edition of Change Your Mind right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.